Aging Today is made possible in part by FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy and the Claude Pepper Center, researching the challenges and possibilities of an aging society.
I'm Ann Barrett, director of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, and this week's Aging Today question is, how common is hearing loss in later life? Among the most common conditions affecting older adults is hearing loss. By age 60, half of Americans experience it. The most common loss occurs at higher frequencies, making speech difficult to understand. Hearing loss is caused by a combination of normal aging and long-term exposure to noise. Key prevention tactics are avoiding persistent loud noises like music at high volume and wearing earplugs or protective earmuffs during loud activities. Exercise is also an effective prevention technique, as it reduces the risk of cardiovascular and pulmonary conditions that can impair hearing. Although hearing loss is a common experience in later life, it is often untreated. Among older adults who could be helped by hearing aids, only 30% have ever used them. Stigma can delay help seeking, often by 7 or more years after the first symptoms. Treatment costs pose another difficulty, as Medicare does not cover hearing aids. The burden is substantial for many older Americans, with the average price of a single hearing aid exceeding $2,000.
Aging Today is a service of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, the Claude Pepper Center, and WFSU. Content provided is the opinion of the sponsors and not of WFSU.